All right, and welcome to another episode of the Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, I am the dad, and I'm joined as always by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
We are here live at Zambaldi Beer, coming at you for our first ever live event. We are super excited to be here. We are going to be featuring cartoon trivia today. The trivia should be awesome. Anything from movies to TV shows, you name it. If it's animated, we're going to be asking questions about it. So, without further ado, I think we're going to jump in. We're going to be also hearing from some live audience members as we go. So if you hear some new voices on the podcast, that's because we've got some new people joining us. So they're going to come up and they're going to say their first name. And we'll include them as best we can. So without further ado, we're going to start off into cartoon trivia. And the first round, Lad, what do we call this first round?
The trivia tot round.
The trivia tot round. These questions are the easiest questions we can come up with. And we'll be giving these questions. You should play along here in the room. The lad is going to do his best to answer, and we're going to come up with a couple volunteers to come up and answer as well. So here we go. All right, trivia tots, question number one. Which cartoon character lives in a pineapple under the sea? All right. Who do we got? What's your first name?
Emerson.
Emerson. Okay. Emerson, what is your guess? Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
All right. SpongeBob SquarePants, says Emerson. All right. Lad, what do you think? Do you agree with him?
Yes, I agree with him totally. That's the greatest answer I've ever seen. or heard. I don't make sense.
All right. All right, well, let's test Emerson, SpongeBob SquarePants, the lad agrees, and you are correct. Very good, yes. Thank you, Emerson. You can go take your seat. All right. Now, I don't know if it's interesting because we also kind of come up with a little bit of some fun facts about these answers. And SpongeBob's house is a pineapple because the creator thought that a pineapple's scent would be appealing to sea creatures. I don't know. What do you think, bud? Do you think that a pineapple would attract sea creatures?
Well, I wouldn't know that because I'm not a sea creature, so I can't help you on that.
All right. All right. Question number two. In Bluey, what kind of dog is Bluey? Write those answers down. All right, lad. What kind of dog is Bluey?
Bluey is an Australian blue heeler.
An Australian blue heeler. Do you agree, audience? Raise your hand if you think it's Australian blue heeler. You are correct. Fantastic. Yes, Australian blue heeler. Now, we've done an episode. If you do like Bluey, we've done an episode on Bluey before. Neither the lad or I were really super into Bluey. So we actually kind of schooled ourselves a little bit on all the different things that happened. So it was a lot of fun. So go check that episode out if you wanted to. All right, moving on to question number three. Which red sweater-wearing cartoon character is the star of a PBS kids show that teaches important life lessons? Red sweater-wearing cartoon character. All right, lad, what do you think?
I used to love this cartoon as a kid. It's Daniel Tiger.
Daniel Tiger is correct. Daniel Tiger is correct. Now, it's really kind of cool. For those of us that are a little bit older in the audience, how many of you remember Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood? Obviously, we love Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Now, Daniel Tiger actually is the son of the Daniel Tiger from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. So if you haven't watched PBS Kids recently, they have an entire show dedicated to the offspring of Daniel Tiger from the land of make-believe. Yeah, I think it was the land of make-believe. So yeah, excellent. All right, question number four. What animated mystery-solving series first aired in 1969 and became one of the most popular Saturday morning cartoons of all time and featured a talking Great Dane dog? A Great Dane talking dog. All right, lad, what do you think?
Scooby-Dooby-Doo, oh, where are you?
Yes, raise your hand if you think Scooby-Doo. Yes, fantastic. You got that one correct. Scooby-Doo is correct. Now, I'm really glad the lad went into crooner mode there, because it's actually kind of a little-known fact that if any of you are Frank Sinatra fans, there's a tune that Frank Sinatra sings called Strangers in the Night. And in that song, he goes, doobie, doobie, doo. And when he says that, that's where they got the name Scooby-Doo from. Yeah, it's kind of a cool little fun fact. So Scooby-Doo came from Frank Sinatra. Who would have thought? All right. The lad's 4 for 4, doing fantastic. Question number 5. In the show PJ Masks, what are the superhero names of the 3 kids who fight crime at night? The 3 kids who fight crime at night. What are their names, lad?
Catboy, Gecko, and Owlette.
Catboy, Owlette, and Gecko are correct. Fantastic. We watched a lot of PJ Masks growing up, right?
Yep.
That was one of your favorite shows. I really enjoyed that one. A lot of PBS Kids stuff that we enjoyed in our house. That was really cool. And that does it for the tater tot round.
Tater tot round.
The trivia tot round. How many of you are 5 for 5? Raise your hand if you're 5 for 5. Awesome. All right. Lad, how did you do? Pretty easy?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, I think these questions were pretty simple. All right, where was our second volunteer? Because we're going to run into the next round. Come on down, volunteer. So as we said before, as the questions go on, the questions get harder. So they're going to get a little more difficult. Some of the older family members might get a chance to weigh in with some of their knowledge on these as well. Lad, what do we call this round?
The mind move around.
The mind move around. So here we go. Question number 6. And first of all, before we read that question, what's your name, volunteer?
My name is Emmett.
Emmett. Emmett 2. We've got 2 Emmetts right now. This is fantastic. Emmett, thank you for volunteering. All right, you're going to help out. It'll be Emmett squared on this one. Question 6. In Spidey and His Amazing Friends, what are the superhero names of Spidey's 2 best friends who help him save the day? Spidey and His Amazing Friends. All right, guest Emmett, what do you think?
Ghost, Spider, and Spin.
Ghost, Spider, and Spin. All right, lad, what do you think?
I agree with that.
You agree with that. Ghost, Spider, and Spin are correct. Yeah. Congratulations. Thank you, Emmett. Great job.
Yes.
All right. And you too, Emmett. I've never seen Spidey and His Friends. I'm not going to lie. I didn't even know that was a show. Does anybody with me there? Did anybody else not know that that was even a show? But apparently they've seen it. So that's great. But the cool part is I know Spider-Man has really kind of gotten a couple movies, and they've really gotten deep with Spider-Man lately. And so Ghost Spider is also known as Spider-Gwen, which if you recognize Spider-Gwen, and also Spin is the superhero name for Miles Morales, who is in some of the movies and video games that came out recently. So all the Spider multiverse stuff, that's crazy, man. Do you get into that?
No, not at all.
Yeah, we're not big Spider-Man multiverse people, Spider-verse people here, so. We're gonna continue on with question number 7 of the Mind Move Around. Question 7. Which cartoon theme song famously ends with "They're the modern Stone Age family"? do you think, lad?
The Flintstones.
Ooh, he says the Flintstones. This one is a throwback. The Flintstones is correct. Very good. I know many of you probably sang along to the theme song in your head as I was saying that. The Modern Stone Age Family. Yeah. Absolutely. I loved the Flintstones growing up. That was one that I would always get up early and we'd watch on right before the, we'd have to run off to school. That was always on before school started, so that was pretty great. But yeah. Have you ever watched the Flintstones?
No, not really.
No. It's kind of hard to find. Yes, we do need to change that. We need to watch some Flintstones at our house.
I'm a Looney Tunes guy.
Say that again?
I'm a Looney Tunes guy.
A Looney Tunes guy. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, we do love the Looney Tunes. Moving right along. Question number 8. In the show Phineas and Ferb, what is the name of their pet platypus who leads a secret life as a spy? Phineas and Ferb. All right, lad, what do you think? Platypus name.
A platypus? Puts hat on. Perry the Platypus?
Perry the Platypus is correct. Very good. Perry the Platypus. Again, that is one I've not seen. The lads watch that one. I'm not a big Phineas and Ferb guy myself. But that I know all of my students. I'm also a teacher, and a lot of my students love Phineas and Ferb as well. So that's great. Good job, lad. Moving along. Question number 9. In Dexter's Laboratory, what is the name of Dexter's annoying older sister who always sneaks into the lab? Dexter's annoying sister. All right, lad, what do you think?
Jesse, I don't know.
Jesse, he says Jesse. Jesse, unfortunately, is incorrect. Does anyone in the audience know? They think they know this one? Yeah, what do you think? Dee Dee was the answer, and Dee Dee is correct. Very good. Yes, Dexter's Laboratory. Now, the funny part is that Dee Dee actually is inspired by the older brother's friend of the creator. So the creator's older brother had a friend named Dee Dee who he found really annoying. And actually, he worked him into the actual show. So that's kind of cool.
That sounds like an insult.
I think it is, like an animated insult. That very, very much so. All right. And finally, the last question of the Mind Move Around. Question number 10. Which animated TV show has a theme song that starts with the lyrics, "Life is like a hurricane here in Duckburg"? Life is like a hurricane here in Duckburg. Lad, what do you think?
DuckTales.
DuckTales is his answer. And he is correct. Yeah, all right. DuckTales. That was one of my favorites growing up. Most definitely. Really, really enjoyed DuckTales. Have you watched DuckTales, Bud?
Not really.
No, not really. Anybody in the audience, how many of you are DuckTales watchers? Yes. I always found it awesome when Scrooge McDuck would dive through the coins, and I always wanted to do that, but if you ever think about coins, there's no way you're diving into a pool of coins. That would hurt a lot, very much so. So definitely. And that does it for the Mind Move Around. Our first 10 questions are in the books. Hopefully you here in the room and also playing at home in the car or at listening at home are doing really well. That's 10 questions in. But folks, the next 5, you got to prepare yourselves. You got to put on your helmets. Everyone's got to double knot their shoes. Roll up your sleeves. Put on protective earwear, whatever you got to do, because these are the hardest questions that we could find on cartoon trivia on the internet. Are you ready? Lad, are you ready?
Yes.
What do we call this round?
The Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters.
Dun, dun, dun.
And we've got a third volunteer. Volunteer, what's your name?
Grayson.
Grayson. All right, Grayson, thank you. Grayson, you're pretty brave coming up for the Brain Busters. Hopefully you can help us out here. So here we go. Question number 11. In the theme song for the cartoon Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which turtle is called the Party Dude? All right, Grayson. The Party Dude. Do you know who the turtles are? Have you watched the turtles?
I know who they are. I do not know. I have not watched it.
Okay. So you don't know. Do you have a guess for us?
It's okay if you don't know. Guess. I don't.
No, he doesn't have a guess. That's okay. That's all right. Oh, Emmett Deuce, you got one?
Mikey?
Michelangelo? Yeah, we got a couple of people from the mic. What do you think? Mikey, yes, it seems like the consensus is Michelangelo. Lad, what do you think? Do you agree?
Yes, I do.
The answer is Michelangelo. Yeah, dude. Absolutely. Grayson, thank you so much for coming up. We got a sticker for you. Now, for those of you that are little, you might not know, all of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were named after Renaissance artists. Leonardo, Raphael, Michelangelo, and Donatello, all different artists, which is kind of cool. I used to watch the Ninja Turtles. My little brothers used to watch the Ninja Turtles like mad. That was in heavy rotation at our house.
Who's your favorite turtle?
My favorite turtle? I always really liked Leonardo. Leonardo was smart, and I was kind of the leader of the group.
Donnie was smart.
Say that?
Donnie was the smart one.
Donatello was really smart too, I agree. And
he's
always liked Donatello's his staff that he had, his bow staff was always really cool. I like that.
He's my favorite.
Yes, yeah. I also like color purple.
Yeah.
That's cool. Question number 12. What was the first Mickey? Oh, sorry, let me start that again. Question 12. What was the first Mickey Mouse cartoon released with synchronized sound, marking the beginning of Disney's animation fame in 1928? The first animated cartoon with Mickey Mouse with synchronized sound. I know that I've seen this one on Disney Plus. You can get it on Disney Plus now that we've got all those digitized, so that's kind of cool. Lad, what do you think? 1928, Mickey Mouse.
Steamboat Willie.
The lad says Steamboat Willie, and he's correct. Very good. How many of you knew Steamboat Willie? Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic cartoon if you've ever had a chance to see it. Do you know who the original voice for Mickey Mouse was?
Walt Disney?
The original voice was actually Walt Disney himself. Yeah, he didn't last as completely, but the first voice for Mickey Mouse was Walt Disney himself, which is kind of cool. Very good. Question number 13. Oh, this one's right up the lad's alley. In The Amazing World of Gumball, what is the name of Gumball's pet goldfish who grows legs and becomes his best friend? The goldfish that grew legs. Lad, what do you think?
Darwin.
Darwin is correct. Fantastic, yes. The Amazing World of Gumball is a fantastic cartoon.
It
if
is.
You've not seen it,
it really
parents,
is.
You love it. It's really fun, really cool for the whole family. Lots of fun to watch. Do you have a favorite episode?
There's like 6 seasons with like 40 episodes each, so I don't know what one to choose.
Yeah.
I don't actually have a favorite. I like all of them.
Yeah, they are really good. We also, if you enjoy this, if you enjoy Gumball, we have an episode, right? Don't we? Do we have a Gumball episode? No, we've just asked enough Gumball questions to make an episode. But if you, we do have a lot of episodes that are similar to this. I think this is one that we do have in the future coming up, an entire episode based on the world of Gumball. Oh, another one. Question number 14. In the show Gravity Falls, what is the name of the cryptic author who wrote the mysterious journals that Dipper finds? And what is the number of the journal that he carries? We love this show at the Dad and Lad House. Gravity Falls. All right, Lad, what do you think? First, let's do this. Let's do it in two parts. Who is the author of the mysterious journals?
Stanford Pines.
Stanford Pines is correct. Does he have a does he have another name?
Uncle Ford.
What
great
was that?
Great Uncle Ford.
Yeah, I think he goes like they kind of call him the author, but he has is he like related to the Grunkle?
Grunkle Stan, yeah, he's his twin brother.
His twin brother, Grunkle Stan, is by far my favorite character on Gravity Falls, times 10. I love him. I relate a lot to Grunkle Stan many times. If you've never seen it before, I love it. But you should definitely watch some Gravity Falls if you get the chance. Question, the second half of that question, what is the journal number that he carries?
Journal number 3.
Journal number 3 is correct. And they actually did released journal number 3, like a published version of it. You can go buy it. We actually own it at our house. It's fantastic. If you really like Gravity Falls, go buy journal number 3. It's really cool. Lots of fun stuff.
Also, Stanford, he hid journal number 1 and journal number 2.
He hid them?
Yes.
Did they ever find them? Yes. I suppose we don't. Do we want to give away spoilers?
No,
we shouldn't. All right. And we've finally reached the final question of today's cartoon trivia that we're recording here today. Question number 15. Elmer Fudd is famously known for hunting wabbits. But in the 1957 Looney Tunes short, What's Opera Doc?, he sings operatic lines while chasing Bugs Bunny. What is the phrase that he sings that parodies Wagner's Ride of the Valkyries? He sings some words to the tune Ride of the Valkyries. You'll kick yourself when you hear it. All right, Lad. What is the phrase that Elmer Fudd sings?
Kill the wabbit.
Can you sing it? Do you remember how he sings it?
No.
No? All right. Kill the wabbit. He does say it twice. That is correct. But he goes, kill the wabbit, kill the wabbit, kill the wabbit. It's fantastic. If you've never seen What's Opera Doc, go look it up. It's on YouTube. It's every place. It is fantastic. As a music teacher, can't recommend it enough. Absolutely love it. So with that, folks, that is 15 questions of cartoon trivia. So we're going to do a quick poll. Those of you that were playing along, how many of you, we're going to kind of work our way up. If you got 3 or more correct, raise your hand. If you were playing along and got 3 or more correct. Very good. How about 5 or more? Keep them up for 5. Keep them up for 8 or more. Keep them up for 10 or more. 12 or more. Oh, boy. 13? All right, we did have 12 and 13. Fantastic. That's awesome. Congratulations. Thank you for that. All right, folks. Well, that's going to do it for our recorded round of trivia today. Those of you that are here live, stick around. We're going to be doing one more round. We just wanted to say you can find us a couple different places. You can find us online on Facebook and on Instagram at Dad Lad Trivia. Go like us. If you ever have an episode idea, you can message us. We take suggestions from our listeners all the time. You can also, if you're listening to this on Spotify, Apple Music, we'd love a 5-star review. Leave a comment. Again, if you have a suggestion, you could leave it in that comment. We'd love to hear from you there. As well as if you are listening, or those of you here at home, or I should say here at Zambaldi, if you want to get on our normal weekly podcast, you can submit what's called a SpeakPipe. Go to speakpipe.com/dadladtrivia. You can record your own question. We'll answer it live as we play, and you could get featured on an upcoming episode. It's all free. It's an awesome way to get involved. And I do want to remind you that we do have a merch store coming up very, very soon, and a newsletter that we are just rolling out. If you want to be all up on all things news related to Dad Lad Trivia, just scan the QR code on your answer sheets or head on over to northernrootsmedia.com, and you can find us there. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Thank you for all of you playing along at home, in the car, and here at Zambaldi. We really appreciate you. We'll be right back if you're here live. If not, thank you for listening. Lad, any final words on cartoon trivia?
I had a lot of fun. Fins, you all did great. Seriously, you did.
Awesome. All right. Thank you for tuning in each and every week. We will see you next time. See you later.
Alligators.